2021 was a year dominated by hedgehog rescue, says Knoxwood. A North Cumbrian, north of England, wildlife sanctuary is rescuing an increasing number of hedgehogs, with some shocked out of hibernation by unseasonably warm weather and hunger. For more than 30 years, the Knoxwood Wildlife Rescue Trust has helped orphaned and injured animals. But over the last year, amid repeated headlines about climate change and environmental crisis, the sanctuary, near Wigton, has witnessed surging numbers of struggling hedgehogs. Hedgehogs were the main creature brought to us last year, small, dehydrated ones, often disturbed or picked up by dogs, said Emma Scott, whose father, George, founded the sanctuary. The number we've had in runs into several hundred. They're quite specialised creatures and don't adapt well, and they're very dependent on the weather. Ideally, they need damp, warm summers, and then cold in the winter as they hibernate. But because the summer season's been either ridiculously dry or completely flooded, they've struggled to find food. There seem to be pockets of them in parts of Cumbria where they're doing well. The small village hedgehogs, where people look out for them and help them out. But they're not doing so well in other areas. I think hedgehogs are going to depend more and more on people helping them out. Emma rejects a suggestion that people should avoid interfering to help struggling hedgehogs. Their environments changed so much, she said, and that's down to us. So we've already interfered, and now these little guys are struggling. Helping out will hopefully keep them going. There's a range of reasons they are coming to us, the usual accidents and incidents, as well as hedgehog-specific ailments. They suffer terribly with lungworm, picked up from cattle. They also get hypothermia really easily because they're essentially bald underneath their quills. They get a good soaking and end up chilled. Gardeners sometimes can inadvertently destroy hedgehog habitats. For example, by strimming rough ground or demolishing a shed. Hedgehogs normally hibernate between October and April. But we've been getting hedgehogs in all through December, said Emma. Usually, the up-to-weight, healthy tend to sleep through, but any which are not in peak condition when they go into hibernation wake up and poddle about looking for food, and then they get caught out in the rain. We had a lady bring one in recently, which she found swimming across her garden because she had been flooded out and this little guy was washed out of his home. She gave this advice to people wanting to help Cumbria's struggling hedgehogs. Check for hedgehog nests before doing any disruptive garden work. Support them with dry cat food and a saucer of water, not milk. Provide garden access points, such as in a fence, so hedgehogs can roam freely. And consider buying or making a hedgehog house. News and Star, January 2022.